The stock market's century-long upward curve is filled with many short-lived peaks and valleys. Rather than holding stocks for decades, which forces you to experience the market's downs as well as the ups, wouldn't it be smarter to be in stocks only when prices are moving upward? People who are called market timers say yes, you should invest at the low, ride the wave up, and get out at the top before the market goes down, and then simply wait on the sidelines in cash for the market to hit another low so you can jump back in and ride the next wave to the next high. Simply repeat this process of buying low, selling high, and you'll become fabulously rich. Very appealing pitch, isn't it? Don't worry if you don't know how to do it, because lots of Wall Streeters will do it for you. For a fee, of course. According to Forbes, 1 million people spend $500 million a year subscribing to newsletters that offer market timing advice. And millions more have invested billions in accounts that are managed by money managers who buy and sell stocks based on timing strategies. There's only one problem with market timing. It doesn't work. Why not? Because nobody knows how to do it. For example, if you had invested in the S&P 500 on March 31, 1990, and sold on March 31, 1995, 5 years later, you would have earned an average of 9.5% per year. But during these 5 years, the stock market was open about 1,300 days. If you were out of the market for just 10 days, the 10 days in which the stock market made the most money, how much of your 5-year profit do you think you would have missed? An incredible 65%. That's right. 65%.